The deal gives the Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust, or PREIT, and its partners the final piece of their funding puzzle. Councilman Wilson Good says the government assistance means workers at some stores must be paid a living wage.
For those people who lease property or entities that lease property from financial aid recipients that have more than 25 employees or more and have annual gross receipts of $1 million or more, they are subject to compliance with the living wage and benefit standard.
Deputy Mayor Alan Greenberger says the city solicitor has a different interpretation.
We believe that the law says that the direct recipients of the benefit, which in this case is Preet and Macerich, are obligated to living wage, and they are committed to doing that.
The bill could receive final approval in council as soon as June 11th. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.